Jaylene.
Who'd you get?
I think
I got
Morgan Dorsey.
Yes, I'm in the building. It's for me to know and you to find out.
Snickerdoodle, what happened to your hair?
Okay, so then going back to MTV, there's so much content. So I don't know how I thought we'd be able to like go through all these, but I'm just like, okay, so I'm going through like, what's the first show on MTV that you can remember watching?
Probably TRL or Daria.
Okay, I think same.
Yeah.
Okay, and the first, like, I'm trying to scroll all the way back. I was at the bottom of this, I guess you could say the bottom. So then, okay, because it goes, there's like, they categorize them too. I'm like, they really did a good job on this Wikipedia. Former programming. Okay, so there's, okay, the music shows, there's all those. I think I really was just like TRL, and then I'm not seeing any other ones that I know. There was like, oh, the Daily, no, just TRL. MTV Live, Making the Video. Did you watch Making the Video?
Of course.
Did you watch Making the Band?
Yes.
With Danity Kane?
Yeah, and the one with O-Town.
And the one with D12.
Yeah, I watched all those.
Well, we'll get into the O-Town of it all in a little bit too, because I was, you know what I'm talking about, Ashley Park Angel Show. I cannot speak today. Hold on. Oh, and then there's like new shows. I didn't watch any of those, that crap. And then reality shows. Okay, so the first one was The Real World. Did you watch?
Yep.
When did you start watching it?
I think I started watching it probably the San Diego or Austin season. Mm. So I was like a little bit later, I guess, but I was still like fifth or sixth grade. I remember watching episodes of Real World for the first New Orleans season, but like I could only watch it when my babysitter was there. Cause like we go to her house. So I didn't, and I was also young, so I didn't get it.
Okay. I'm trying to find the list of all the seasons so I can see what order. I think I was a little bit, yeah. Cause I think San Diego, remember, oh, poor Frankie, she died.
I know.
But then Jamie Chung, so successful. Cameron Eubanks was on Southern Charm, but I mean, Jamie Chung really.
Yeah.
So, let me go with this fucking bullshit. I think it was for me, San Diego. And then around that time too, it was like Philadelphia,
yeah,
Austin, then like Key West, then Denver, like that whole era was not when I was really in it, from like 04, 05 to like maybe 07.
Yeah. I mean, I watched it like religiously.
And then I just saw too that it's on Facebook Watch now since 2017.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone watches it.
Well, I don't even know what that is. So
I don't either.
I don't know what that means. So I just says it right here. Moved to Facebook Watch 2017. That, oh, True Life. Oh, I wish they were still fucking doing True Life.
I was obsessed with True Life. Hang on. I almost hooked up. Do you remember Fat Camp? The episode Fat Camp?
I remember it happening, but I don't remember it descriptively.
Well, I almost hooked up with Petey from that.
I don't remember him, but
it's
I'll look
okay.
Him up. I'm assuming he's a bigger boy.
He lost weight, but like I was at my friend's college and he walked into a party and I was like, that's Petey from Fat Camp. And my friend goes, please don't go up to him. And I went up to him immediately. And then like we walked out of the party and he like put his arm around me and I just hear my friend go, you don't want to do this, Kelly. Oh, and she was correct.
I mean.
It's for the story, Jeff. It's for the story.
Yeah, and I don't know what PD looks like, so I'm not going to judge. But there was so many good True Life. I always think back to True Life. I have OCD because I do have OCD. Remember that?
I was thinking True Life, I have Tourette's.
Or Tourette's. I mean, the girl with the grandma, she was so mean. Well, you know what I mean? She wasn't mean. She was, you know what I'm talking about.
And then there was one like True Life, I'm a drug addict and someone died at the end. What? Or the steroids one. The steroids one. Someone
the
died.
Steroids one. Oh my God. I don't know why. Okay. I don't know why I haven't done this before, but this actually might be too dark. For some reason, I just thought it was an amazing idea. I'm like, why haven't I done a intervention deep dive? That feels dark.
That does feel dark.
I don't know. I think that's even too far for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think they had a drug one, but they had that. I remember specifically the OCD Tourette's. Remember they had the one, it was like, I'm a reality star. And it was like Tanya from The Real World, Johnny Fairplay from Survivor. And I forget the other one.
Kind of, sort of. That's familiar.
There was that one. And then I forget.
There were so many.
There were other True Lives. And then I'm looking through. So there's that. Oh, Becoming. Do you watch Becoming?
I don't think so.
It feels familiar. I feel like it's, no, that I'm thinking of Made. Oh, randomly pick up an artist to produce a music video. I kind of remember that one. And then Dismissed, I don't remember. Flipped, Making the Band.
Yeah.
Made. Ugh, mwah, quality TV.
Absolutely. The Duct Tape Dress Girl, loved her.
So good. We had our BMX crew. We had, they're literally like, I want you to make me into an Olympic pole jumper in 3 days. Like, let's do it.
Yeah. And then they do it.
I mean, they'll literally be like, okay, you're doing a BMX competition in 3 weeks. So they'll like put her in the BMX competition. Like, it's like what? She'll have like training wheels on or something like that. She'll like do like, it's almost like they're graded just on a scale of themselves.
Right. For sure.
So I'm just like, okay. I mean, but listen, there were actually, I was impressed. I couldn't do like most of that stuff. So there was Made. And then I'm not there. And then the next one that I even, because there's ones called like Burn, Fraternity Life. Do you know, remember any of
those? I remember those, but I never watched them.
Then next one, Punk'd. Did you do Punk'd?
Of course. I was like, all I watched was MTV.
Remember the Lauren Conrad Punk'd?
Yes.
Of course you do, obviously.
The Kristen one?
The Kristen one was, I feel like she was like earlier, she was one of the first few seasons.
Yeah. She was one of the first to get Punk'd.
Yeah. And Lauren was, it was when she was on the Hills.
Yeah.
Wow. How did Kristen get Punk'd again though?
Frankie Delgado was with her and they like pulled into a parking lot and a guy starts like breaking Frankie's windows with a golf club or something. And Kristen's okay. Like just being so mean to the guy. She's like, what are you doing? Like, that's my friend's car.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, Kristen. Yeah, I feel like I remember it. I didn't remember Frankie Delgado being there, but that's a good tidbit. Okay, so Frankie was there. All right, so I was Punk'd. I watched that, but then I feel like I faded off. It said it went from 03 to 07 and then came back in 2012, but I don't...
I think Justin Bieber hosted it in 2012.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was so strange. Okay, and then there's one called Rich Girls. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that was Tommy Hilfiger's daughter. It was Tommy Hilfiger's daughter and someone else's daughter.
Their D was the wife or she...
I don't remember their names.
Okay, it was that. And then Room Raiders after that, 03 to 09.
Of course.
I remember one time, like, I was like, it was dating a boyfriend of mine and his cousin was like, I heard you were on Room Raiders. And I was like, what are you talking about? And it was like this whole big thing where she kept saying I was lying about it. I was like, what are you talking about? And finally, the guy I was dating was like, no, I told you it was my last boyfriend that was on Room Raiders. I was like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, he was. And it was about like, well, yeah. And obviously he ended up being gay, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's that. So, but I would have actually, I think that was a fun show. And I would like to think about doing it now, how different the things you'd find are in this day and age.
Yeah.
Actually, but I feel like it's mostly digital. I wonder if, imagine if you could be like, all right, let's go through your phone. Imagine if you had a show where you could just go through their phone, like Phone Raiders.
I would lose my mind.
I would. Okay, word myself. Okay. So there's that. Then there was Viva La Bam. Did you do that?
Yep. I watched like Jackass, Bam Margera, all those shows.
They were much more background for me though.
Yeah, I was just like such a little slut for MTV.
I think just stop at slut. I was like, Kelly, you just told me you're in fifth grade. I was like, what are we doing here? Listen, I was slutty in fifth grade too. So that's not even like really a joke. My brother and I were hooking up with different girls. We were advanced. It was wild. Okay, so there's that. And then my favorite, Pimp My Ride.
I of course watched that.
My dream.
How much did you love that show?
It's truly my favorite. I remember it so well. My dream is to host a reboot of Pimp My Ride.
Let's manifest that.
I've been manifesting it for fucking years.
I'm gonna be on it now too.
Okay, listeners, please be on it. It'll be a dream. And so there's that one. And then there's ones that I don't know. There's like a few in between it. And then of course comes 04 to 06, Laguna Beach, Real Orange County, mm-hmm. which you've touched on to death. And then I'm like, I'm not gonna make you talk about it. Like, and then you probably get sick of talking about it, right?
For sure.
Yeah, I would be like, okay. and then Homework. I don't know if that is Miss 17. Oh, My Super Sweet 16.
Oh yeah. I hate watch that because I was like poor.
Oh, I was like, I'm the most resentful person to spoil like rich people.
Yeah. We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. On the way in the car, I was just like, it drives me nuts. Wait, why does it say, it's saying for the years 05 to 2017? Did it come back maybe? It probably came back.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, I don't remember. Remember like that first season? It was like that one Jewish girl who like got a white Range Rover. And then that girl with like the big curly hair, which reminded me of my friend Monica. And then fucking Teyana Taylor, which I feel like people forget this.
Was she on that?
I swear. Yeah, it was wild. She like, instead of getting a car, she got like this tricked out BMX bike. She was like so weird. She had the deepest, lowest voice ever. It was wild.
Oh, okay.
So that's like what I know her from is My Super Sweet 16, but people know her as whatever, you know,
yeah.
Teyana Taylor. And then, okay, My Super Sweet 16, Power Girls. I don't know what that means. And the R's capitalized. It's weird. The reality show score, Trick It Out. Are any of these? Oh, Eighth and Ocean. Beautiful show.
Yep.
I feel like, all right, do a lot of people ask you about Eighth and Ocean because of Laguna in the Hills? Because, you know, it was like essentially.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't remember that much about it, right? Like, I remember the twins with the stigmatism.
Me and... too. I always with the astigmatism. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, I think there was a guy named Teddy who had dark hair and blue eyes.
Yep, there was Teddy.
Was a guy with a shaved head.
Yeah, I think his name was Adam. And I know the twins' names were Kelly and Sabrina. And remember that they did that like Christmas movie with Danny DeVito?
Oh my God.